Hi, Paul Sakis, Good News Broadcast. I'm speaking to Carolyn Goodner, who's the CEO of FemiClear. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You know, your name is perfect. You're perfect for good news. You already have half of our mission.
So, I aim to please, having good in the name.
You know, and I think she aims to please in the product that she and her company has created. And it's an important one. More than half of Americans say they are having trouble getting the prescription that they need, according to a recent survey. And we're going to talk about that. And then actually, there's a product that she's been involved with for genital herpes, a new type of over-the-counter treatment, which is, of course, very important as well. So why don't we talk first about people that are having difficulties with prescriptions, if you don't mind.
Yes. I mean, you know, COVID is bringing a lot of restrictions on a lot of people, and getting a prescription, getting in to see your doctor is no exception. And so people who are having more outbreaks now, because stress is a big trigger for outbreaks, you know, people are having a difficult time keeping up with the prescription antiviral medication that they take to help, you know, deal with this condition. And so we are launching a new product called FemiClear for genital herpes symptoms, which is over the counter. And so people can go into their local CVS and get this product. And it really helps with the outbreak symptoms, which the antiviral prescription really doesn't address as directly. So, you know, people get an outbreak, it's itching, it's burning, it's painful. And though the antiviral medications are good, they don't really address those issues. And FemiClear does help tremendously with that.
So tell us about the genital herpes, if you don't mind. Is that what they call it, an STD? Is that?
It is. It is. A lot of people call them STIs now, you know, sexually transmitted infection. But yes, that is absolutely what it is. Once you have it for life. There is no cure now. This is not a cure. This is a treatment for the outbreak symptoms. So it really helps alleviate those symptoms. And we've done a tremendous amount of testing on this product to demonstrate that it actually works. So we've done some lab testing, and we tested it using, you know, the FemiClear product exposed to HSV-1 and HSV-2, which are the two viruses that cause genital herpes. And it killed 99.9% of the virus when exposed to it in a lab setting. So then we wanted to say, does it really work in people? So we had 75 people with active outbreaks use the product and report back on how it worked for them. And over 90% said they had reduced pain, reduced itching, reduced burning. Over 80% said they had a shorter duration of their outbreak than they normally do. And so, I mean, this is pretty strong data to support the efficacy of the product.
Okay, so now explain to our audience and myself as well, the over-the-counter and, you know, FDA, FF, somebody, some governmental agency, I don't know which one oversees, yes, I guess I do, but the thing is that there's some government that says yes or no to certain products. What makes yours available over-the-counter as opposed to maybe other, I don't know if whatever, what else is out there, but how are you able to do what you do?
Well, it's a product that addresses the symptoms of herpes outbreaks. And so it is an FDA registered product. FDA. It falls under the homeopathic drug category because there's nothing but natural and organic ingredients in this product. I should make sure everybody understands that. There are no drugs, there are no chemicals in this product. It is a natural, organic, ingredient-only product. And so we comply with all of those regulations that are overseen by the FDA. But again, it is registered as a homeopathic drug product.
Genital herpes is, I guess, in the genital area. Now, is that a male and female I don't know whether to call it a disease or
an infection. It's an infection, and it doesn't go away. Yeah, and so I'll just give you a little bit of information about this. So yes, it obviously affects men and women, but the reason we are marketing more toward women is it affects twice as many women as men. One in six women has this condition, And so, you know, and it is tremendously uncomfortable, painful, difficult thing to manage. And so we're trying to make that a little bit easier for people to manage it. But it's very, very common. One of the things that we're trying to do by talking about it, by bringing this medication out to the forefront, is to help destigmatize it. So a lot of people, you know, they get the diagnosis of genital herpes and they think their life has ended, that they're never going to go on a date again, that they're, you know, that they're going to be, you know, sort of permanently limited or affected by having this condition. And it really doesn't need to be that way. So we're trying to help start the conversation, open up the conversation, help people stop suffering in silence, give them some relief. But it absolutely does affect both men and women. And in fact, collectively, the size of the market or the number of people that have this condition is 50% larger than the number of people who have type 2 diabetes. So that gives you a little bit of a sense of the scope and scale of how common this problem is.
Now, we were going to have a doctor on, but I guess you're busy getting the word out, so maybe the doctor went somewhere else. let me then ask you just a few more sort of doctorish kind of questions. Is genital, I believe it's to be so, but I don't know. Genital herpes contagious?
It is. It is sexually transmitted. And we believe, you know, the reason twice as many women as men have it is just because of anatomy. It's more easily transmissible from men to women. And so it is absolutely infectious, and that's the way people get it.
Okay, so if a male has genital herpes, which is discovered actually through a blood test, right?
It can be discovered through a blood test, yes.
Okay, so then they know that they, in essence, have that. There's two types, well, there's probably maybe more, I don't know. I know about two types. There's oral herpes, and then there's genital herpes. We'll just stick with the genital right now, but I do know that they're both infectious, okay?
Yes.
And so, and has caused a lot of misery for a lot of people and changed a lot of lifestyles in addition to causing physical problems, you know, in essence, has put a crunch on relationships. I'm going to get, it's a serious concern what we're talking about here. Because it's contagious. And then if you're not going to be with the one you're married to or have a relationship with, you could potentially change your entire life. Okay. And so I take this actually quite seriously. And I take the oral quite seriously. It's in fact, it's not nice. If you know you have this and you're with somebody that doesn't have this, it's problematic. In fact, I know someone who's has it and is, doesn't have it, but gets sick from, but doesn't get it, but gets, she gets sick from his situation. So this is no fooling around matter, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that's right. And this is one of the emotional issues related to it, is how do I tell my prospective partner that I have it? You know, there's a lot of emotion and a lot of, you know, sensitivity and concern over this very issue. And for sure, you know, if somebody that has HSV-1 as a cold sore, you know, that's the oral one you were talking about, can give that to someone and create genital herpes through oral sex. So both HSV-1, which is typically associated with oral herpes, and HSV-2, which is typically associated with genital herpes, both of those viruses can cause genital herpes.
Uh-huh. And not every oral herpes is with a cold sore. I believe that people also have that possibly without cold sores, because no cold sore might be seen at that moment.
That's right. There are a lot of people that may carry the virus. The virus actually lives on the spinal cord. And so when an outbreak is triggered, that's when that virus travels along the neural pathway and creates an outbreak, either on the genitals or on the lips. But a lot of people do carry the virus and don't experience outbreaks, so they don't know that they have it. And that is true for a lot of people.
And what a drag is that we don't have a cure What a drag. I have to say, 10 times, what a drag.
It is, but this, but I will say, Femiclear makes tolerating the outbreaks a whole lot easier.
Well, in essence, because it takes away some of the pain and discomfort.
The symptoms. Right? And even shortens the duration of the outbreak.
I think it's great. And I'm sure you would be happy to see a cure as well.
Would be wonderful. Yes.
Anybody that does what you do really is about the mission.
Yes.
So I thank you for the mission. Let me ask you one last question. Plus, your name is good, so come on. So let me ask you one last question and thank you. What's the website for the product?
Femiclear.com, FEMIclear.com.
Let me ask you another question before I ask you the other question. Then I'll ask you a question about the question about the question.
Please do.
So my question is, so is this a first time with a medical kind of a solution here? For your
No, we have several other products. We have a Femiclear for yeast infection treatment and for vaginal itching. And we also have some products under the brand name Curoxin for first aid and oral care. So we're in a number of different categories. But Femiclear is our primary focus right now. And we try to deal with anything to help the hoo-ha health, as we like to say in our advertising. A little bit tongue-in-cheek, but we're trying to draw attention to it and do it in an approachable way.
So, for those that might not know what hoo-ha is, since you're from Texas, right, I think.
I am from Texas.
And a hoo-ha is, but I've been doing a lot of this Bear Creek Smokehouse. So I'm into the hoo. In fact, today I was talking U-Walls and other things because I happen to love that kind of conversation, friendly, I find it, conversation. So hoo-ha means what?
It is a euphemism for the vagina. So we want to keep everybody's hoo-ha healthy. And if it's not, then we want to get it back to health.
So now, is that good news? So I ask everybody, what is good news for them? So what is your good news?
My good news is that we are getting this word out through thanks to people like you and really helping a lot of people. We have gotten so many great comments back from people who have used this and have said, I mean, it's kind of almost heart-wrenching that people have said they've been looking for something to help relieve their pain when they have an outbreak. And so it just feels so good to help people in this significant of a way, in this intimate and personal of a way.
Now, since I don't have it, I want to ask one of my other question. I'm sorry, it just came to me. But so I'm a male. And so as a male, does the male also have pain or itching or things?
Absolutely. And they can for sure use this product. Even though it's called Femiclear, it can be used by anybody with genital herpes. And we strongly encourage that.
All righty. Okay. I think we've asked a lot of good things here and found out a lot of important information. Thank you very much, Galen, and all the best with it. And it can be purchased
at CVS. You can find it near the condoms.
Wild, wild.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is what keeps life moving forward.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.